Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
You're listening to the Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week segment. Today we take a look at the word worship. It's not an unfamiliar word for us. We're used to all different types of Christian churches and religions, in fact, speaking of worship. Well, as we approach the God of the Bible, as we approach Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what kind of worship should we be talking about? When God describes worship in His Word, what does that word really mean? Well, the origins of worship go back all the way to the very beginning of the world. We see it in the very first book of the Bible. In Genesis chapter 4, we get the story of Cain and Abel and how they offered their respective sacrifices to the Lord. One was acceptable, one was not. We can look at this as a type of early worship to the Lord. In fact, the very end of chapter 4 in Genesis, the last verse says, "Men began to call on the name of the Lord." So at some point after God created Adam and Eve, they began using different types of worship. Oftentimes in the Old Testament, moving forward, the type of worship that was given to God was to build an altar to His name and to offer some type of sacrifice. For the Old Testament people of Israel, God instituted formal laws and regulations that governed their worship life, specific things that He wanted them to do. He was very detailed about it in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. The most common word for worship in the Bible, though, means literally to prostrate one's self before the Lord. Think of falling down and bowing before the Lord. It really gives us a vivid picture of what worship of God really is all about. And it's kind of contrary in some ways to the forms of worship that we see today in the majority of Christian churches. In many churches, worship becomes more about what I do for God than what God has done for me. But the biblical concept of worship always has the deep implication of what God has done for the sinner, specifically what He does through the gospel by forgiving sins in His Son, Jesus Christ. Without that foundation, we really don't have a basis for true worship. And when we focus so much on ourselves and on our actions and the ways in which we express ourselves to God in our worship, we kind of run dangerously in losing that proper gospel foundation. To give you an idea of this, I'd like to focus on one of the areas in the New Testament that talks about worship. There are several, but I'd like to just highlight one in particular as we understand this word. And it's in John chapter 4, where Jesus meets the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, who was not a Jew, and she has questions about worship. In fact, in John chapter 4, verse 20, she uses the word. She says, "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain in Samaria, and you people, the Jews, say that in Jerusalem is the place where you ought to worship." And so her question was, what constitutes proper worship, specifically when it comes to location? One group says this is proper, the other group says this is proper. And sometimes we still have that debate today, not necessarily about location of worship, but what constitutes proper worship before God. And Jesus' response to her really summarizes, I think, what makes worship pleasing to God. Jesus said to her, "Those who worship God must worship in spirit and truth," in verse 24. To Jesus, it wasn't about location. It wasn't about what your ethnicity was. It wasn't really even so much about what your style was. It was about worshiping God in spirit and in truth, having the right motivation in your heart, believing what you're worshiping God for, believing that He is your Savior, that He is everything He says He is, as He revealed in the Bible, to believe that, to have the Spirit, but also to have the truth, to not neglect any of God's Word, to not turn a blind eye to His doctrine, to not have itching ears that wants to accumulate doctrines and teachings that suit our own pleasures. True worship is to follow God's Word as well, as well as to have the sincerity of actually believing it in our hearts. And that's important for all of us to recognize. That truth that Jesus talks about spans generations and cultures and gender and ethnicity and whatever else it may be, whatever other forms of worship it may be, it has to go down to spirit and truth as revealed in the Word of God.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.